Oh.
You guys pick that?
Well,
hey. Hi, guys. This is A Fair One with Shane Gillis. Look at him. Look at that boy. Can you get to the couch? That's John Nunn. Get him. Hey.
That's the nunner.
Yeah, he's got a tan. He was on the beach.
That's the nunner.
Fuck yeah.
Motherfucking nunners in the house, dude. Episode two, we're breaking out the big guns.
We are. And if you didn't see episode one, here's a summary. We're all gay. And I whack off a lot. That's pretty much the summary.
Yeah, we stretched that for an hour.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a good hour.
40. I'd say 40.
Yeah, well, there's some down parts, but other than that.
I don't think so. We had this argument last time on air. You're being real fucking negative.
I wasn't being negative.
Yes, you were.
I'm a fucking perfectionist. Look at me.
Are you?
Yeah.
There's a hole in your Irish shirt. That's your dad's, and there's fucking footprints on it.
You know how I got that hole? Doing fucking landscaping with the Connolly brothers.
Hell yeah.
Fucking tree into the back of a truck. The fucking stump came up and checked me.
This is a real story? How long did you landscape?
I landscape over the summer sometimes.
No. That's not a real thing. Did you full, like full summer? Because I landscape. Did you cut lawns here and there? Or
you're going to big time me on landscaping?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Tell me about your fucking hardships of landscaping.
5 years.
What happened?
Well, when you're in high school and you sacrifice your whole summer for landscaping, you deserve the right to talk about it.
I worked in a factory for a summer.
Did you?
Yeah. 4 to 4, dude. It's a fucking nightmare. It's a fucking...
What kind of factory?
It's a fucking ice cream factory. For real.
Oh, your look makes sense now.
Yeah, dude.
You do have an ice cream factory worker.
I do. Especially they put you in a fucking factory worker, like, jumpsuit.
Yeah. You wear a hairnet?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you can't have this falling in the fucking rocky road, dude.
What was your job? What was your job title?
Well, the whole thing was, like, assembly. So it was just making fucking, like, cardboard boxes with just...
That's not ice cream, dude.
Yeah, but the ice cream was there. We were making the fucking cartons.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a blind guy that I worked with. And then I took a picture of him taking a shit. Yo, shout out Opie. he got in trouble for that. I walked free.
Yeah?
Took a picture of this blind guy. He was this obese blind dude taking a shit. And I fucking took a picture of him because I knew I'd get away with it. And then I showed my sister when I got home... And my mom saw it, and she started crying. She was like, is that what you're into? I was, like, sexualizing this. So that was my summer at the ice cream factory. It was a hellhole.
Nunn, what'd you do for summers? I feel like Byron Allen. Hey, Nunn, you ever had a hard time in an elevator?
What?
Dude, fuck, isn't that his name, Byron? Isn't that his name, Byron Allen, the guy that just bitches fucking setups on...
Comics.
Yeah. Comics Unleashed.
I don't watch it, but I know it. I get the reference. Yeah, it's a good reference.
Fucking, you know what? Nunn,
tell us about your fucking sick summers.
I worked at a pizza shop, The hippie pizza shop in Ardmore.
And then you did drugs a lot, right?
Did a ton of drugs.
Yeah, you
lots
do heroin?
Of drugs.
Yeah, he was on heroin for a while.
Not the fucking fattest heroin guy.
Well, he was.
Me and Artie.
He was.
Moving on.
All right, back to the front.
So you did landscaping. Were there a lot of Mexicans?
No, it's just...
You could slide right in with them.
Oh, yeah.
You look like a handsome Mexican.
Yeah, especially by August. I'd fucking...
Ooh, all tan?
Beautiful. And beautiful.
Sickening.
Yeah. Now, why?
I don't know. Caring about how you look is gay.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it being healthy is different. It's different. I'll give you that. I should, you know, we should work on our health. But, like, that's, you know, dressing nice and doing your hair and shit.
Yeah. Do you think that's because it's how you were made?
Perhaps.
You don't care about anything else?
Maybe it's like, because I can't look good.
Well, you could look better.
Yeah, but that's like, I'm going to get an F regardless.
That's not true.
So I might as well.
I would
not
give you a C if
up.
You fucking sewed that hole in the middle of your shirt.
Fucking shirt's fine. All right. Are we on yet?
Yeah, we're on.
Sorry. How was your fourth?
It was good. It was
a lot
good.
Of people, a lot of the fucking haters thought we were canceled. They thought the Jews that run the media shut us fucking down after one episode. They thought that corporate Jews that run Compound Media tried to stop us.
They actually thought you hung yourself after your behavior episode one.
The Jews couldn't stop us, and now we're back.
That's right, baby. We are fucking back.
We were gone because of the fourth. How was the fourth for you?
It was good. I saw the fireworks for the very first time.
In New York, you mean, or just fireworks?
I was blown away.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking Chinese, man.
What the fuck is that?
No, fucking Chinese. You're
like a dog? Just fucking terrified the whole fourth?
Yeah, I saw the Macy's ones in Queens.
Nice, so did I.
It was nice. Did you?
Yeah, I was at a roof party. I was, you know, this is a big city.
I mean,
living,
come
I'm big. I'm,
you can't bust my balls about looks and then talk about a roof
city.
Party.
There's some big names coming
you
through.
You worked in an ice cream factory. Fucking know your role, all
it
right?
It was a good ice cream factory, and it took me all the way to the top, dude. You work in an ice cream factory. You understand ice cold hard work.
Hell yeah. I see what you're doing.
But no, we were watching the fireworks, and all of a sudden you hear, we were up on the roof, and all of a sudden you hear this guy that's like, hey, now that's what I call fireworks. And I was like, who the fuck is doing an Andrew Dice Clay at this party? And then Soder was like, dude, that's Andrew Dice Clay over there. I was like, whoa, fuck. Yeah, it was sick.
Was it him?
Like, I didn't talk to him because I didn't want to be like, hey.
Yeah,
it was Dice.
No, I mean, like, did he look?
Yeah, he was wearing the fucking gloves, yeah. Cut off shirt, yeah, dude. That guy's all in.
100%.
He fucking adopted that character and was just
absolutely.
Like, yo.
This is me now.
This is me.
Yeah.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah.
Which is sick.
Hell yeah.
But then I just spent the rest of the night high talking about how funny it would be if I flipped him off the roof. I just killed Dice. You know, I was the new guy at the party. Everyone was like, who the fuck's this new guy? Just Soder's retarded friend following him around. Yeah, he freaked out during the fireworks and tossed Dice off the roof. Oh!
Kid that worked in the ice cream factory just killed Dice.
Yeah, dude.
That's great.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know. I mean, New York parties are kind of fucking lame.
Corny shit.
It's just hot. It was just outside. It was just fucking hot, sweaty shit.
Especially holiday parties. Holiday parties are just so fucking...
Yeah.
You know, there's a high expectation. But
and also, I was a guest, so I didn't want to, like... You know, these were all, like, established comics that I was with, and I literally suck. And I was in there,
again,
sitting there.
You could fix it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm trying.
Yeah.
What do you think this is, dude? This is my rise to the top. Look at this.
What's up? Over here.
We did it. None of it.
The background's coming on your shirt,
is
bro.
It?
You did the classic... Episode two, you're wearing fucking green on the green screen.
Look at that. That's fucking sick. It looks
yeah,
like
he's he doesn't know. Is it coming through?
You are not ready for this city. Look at
he's
that.
Learning.
I look good.
Yeah, you do look good. That's a good look right there.
I can see the hole.
Great look.
Unstoppable. Notre Dame football. But yeah, no, it was cool. I got fucked up though.
What do you mean?
Well, I went there thinking, like, you know, don't black out at this party.
Why not?
But I ended up, I don't know, I didn't know anyone. I didn't want to fucking...
Should have blacked out.
I blacked out.
That's blackout.
Did black out. And then it was impossible to get a fucking cab home. It was just 100 fucking degrees
holiday.
Walking through that shithole city. Not for me, dude.
What do you regret about it?
What do I regret about blacking out?
Yeah.
I probably said some shit to people.
Oh, yeah.
I probably was talking some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, just that
the next
day.
Heart attack?
Yeah. Oh, full on heart attack.
That's like being alive. That's the best.
I wonder if that's just big guys that get the full fucking heart attack.
No.
Is your heart pound when you're hungover?
Of course.
I get that. I don't even want to leave my fucking room because I'm like, oh, I've ruined my whole fucking life. What's the point of leaving?
Well, that's the drugs in your past. That's all that is.
Yeah, I mean, you were getting up back then when you were homeless doing drugs.
Yeah.
So you can handle a couple fucking PBRs.
Hell yeah, dude. How long were you homeless?
I mean, I was never, like, homeless. I always had shelter for the most part, but...
You just decided against it?
Yeah, I
always
like,
had shelter for the most part. Jesus fucking Christ.
I was, you know, I was, like, white, punk rock, choose to be homeless.
Damn, that's Jesus fucking Christ. Sick, dude.
Yeah.
That's so fucking,
what fucking
sick.
What a privilege. What a privilege you are.
But the blackout summer in New York, always go sleep on the train. That's,
sleep on the train?
Yeah. I've slept... 8 hours on an E-train.
Yeah, but that's listen to me. That's nothing to brag about. That is a problem.
Full night rest.
If you can settle down like that on public transport, you're a fucked up dude.
Dude, if you sleep on the subway...
For more than a minute.
Yeah.
If you close your eyes for longer than two blinks, you're a psychopath.
I've done full-on 8 hours. Foot, like, went to bed 4:30 in the morning, woke up at 4 in the afternoon. Yeah.
Damn, you must have thought that train was like time traveling. Fucking
dude,
close your
scary.
Eyes on that and
talk
woke
about
up.
That.
You're like,
talk about a fucking
I have tattoos now.
You wake up and you literally don't know what time it is, and it's the daylight, and people are like going to work and looking at you.
Jesus Christ. Was this when you were.
This was like 6 months ago.
Oh. Dude, we're talking. I'm trying to. I'm trying to figure out when you were like a heroin addict and a bike messenger.
Oh, that was Philly.
You're still sleeping on fucking trains, none?
What? Every now and then, if I get like fucking super hammered, I'll fucking get on a train and I'll fall asleep.
Go home. What do you mean?
Stop trying to go home. Why
shrug your shoulders like this is a normal fucking thing?
It's a normal thing. A lot of people do it.
A lot of people sleep on the fucking train?
When they live in the city?
Wait until our guest comes. He'll tell you.
Well, Ian's clean now. He doesn't do any drugs or alcohol.
Me
anymore.
And Ian have both slept on the train for like 6 hours.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I hung out with both of you.
Yeah.
Back when you both were cool.
I'm still cool.
Jesus fucking Christ. One thing I did want to cover, and the guys, if you could help me out with this, because this whole week I've been watching this video nonstop of the I just YouTubed worst basketball team ever.
How did you come across that?
Well, I was watching worst boxer ever.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, we might have to
Lights
watch
out,
that. Worst boxer, if you watch any of the worst.
We'll do it next episode.
Yeah, worst fighters ever.
It's too much.
It's so fucking funny. But this is the worst basketball team ever, if you YouTube it. Yes, dude. Fast break. Got it. Nope. God damn it. Here I come, dude. Get it. No look. In. Damn it. Put back. Ah, fuck.
Dude, the confidence of a 230-pound 5'8 dude. He took a rib shot?
No, he's just...
He's laboring?
I've been there.
Ah, come on.
Mid-basketball game, just like, Jesus fucking Christ. He's getting swatted. Dude,
what year is this from?
It's probably like 08.
He just juked himself.
This is the best
dude,
one.
34 looks like he works at an ice cream
factory.
God,
dude. That might be the worst shot I've ever seen. This, got him.
Did you play high school basketball?
I stopped freshman year because of that.
Yeah, I did, and I probably felt the same amount of confidence.
Look at this,
I was
dude.
Like, yeah,
the coach is fucking fighting. They're like, dude, we're falling apart. The coaches care. That's the best part.
That dude's objective was just to hit the backboard.
Man. Anyway, I've been watching that pretty much nonstop all week. Just thinking about the psycho who put that together.
Yeah.
One of those kids' dads who was filming that was just like...
You know, his kid was on the bench and he's like,
super cut
this.
Together. It was yeah, like, yeah. What should I call this? Worst basketball team ever. Yeah, that brings me back, though, to because I kind of sucked at basketball.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always played football, so I would just get in.
You were always a big kid, though, right?
I would get in, foul people, fall over.
Yeah, I was athletic, but I don't think I didn't focus on one sport. And
really?
In high school, I played 4 years of high school basketball. Freshman year, that's a good story. Freshman year, we drank. What year did you start drinking?
I was straight edge until I was 19.
Really?
So like after I got out of high school, really.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
Look at that. And then you started doing heroin. And you didn't and you didn't start jerking off until your sophomore year. And now you basically.
Heroin of jerking
the
off.
The heroin of coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A straight line jerking off.
Yeah. So anyway, so freshman.
Is that a word?
Year,
main line.
Main line. A straight line. It's a gay thing. I'm not fucking gay. Yeah, so freshman year, we had a game Friday night, and we sucked.
Yeah.
We were fucking bad, and we got smoked by this all-black team, and they just...
Black team came in.
They ran it up.
That's the worst.
Yeah, they ran it up. Oh, boy.
Dude,
by 30.
CYO basketball. Was it CYO?
No, it was high school. Freshman year high school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So...
They were dunking and shit, probably?
Oh, it was, yeah.
That's the worst.
Dude,
around 8th or 9th grade when the black kids start being able to dunk.
Two of the kids, Russell Butler, went to the NBA. He was on that team, and he dunked all the fuck over us. It was like,
damn.
It was a joke.
Damn.
It's like playing toddlers. So freshman year, we had practice the day after we got our ass kicked, and we're all hungover.
Yeah.
He called like an immediate practice.
You guys varsity blues. You guys went to the strip club, got a little rowdy.
He kicked out my coach was also our math teacher, and he kicked everybody out of the stadium or out of the gymnasium. All the parents. He's like, get the fuck out. And he's like, today you're gonna run till you throw up. That's basically what he was doing. He's getting calisthenics and all that shit. And the CYO tournament, the local youth leagues were coming in for the championship. 5th and 6th grade kids. And they're
Honest.
All sitting. Huh?
The hottest.
The cutest little boys.
Yeah.
And they're sitting on these the bleachers watching us do these drills. And he's like, you're not leaving until you do 10 minutes of this one drill where the the guard throws it to the wing, and then there's like a...
Yeah, I remember that drill.
Yeah, and then on the opposite side, he goes to make a pick. They go come down, come back out for a chest pass, go back down if you're not open. 10 minutes, and he's counting down the numbers. He's like, 10, 9, and it's just... And this is after 45 minutes of nonstop.
Yeah.
At the time, our athletic director... Mr. Mooney was a miserable fucking cunt. He looked like Yoda, and he just had hip surgery a week off of
how
hip
old
surgery.
Was this guy?
Probably 70.
All right.
65, so 70 years old. Dickhead? Old dickhead. Yes. Yeah, just a fucking curmudgeon.
Like
yeah. Catholic League dickhead. Like, he held it over our heads anytime you needed something. Just a basket of balls.
He was an old dickhead?
Just an old dickhead.
You guys hear that? That could be a show. Sounds like there's an old dickhead. You guys need any more old dickheads? He probably hates blacks. All right, go ahead. Sounds like he definitely hates black people, right?
So he's fresh. I'm just going to skip it.
No, so this old racist.
So we skip. He's coming. He's pissed now because we're holding up the next CYO game, and we're going. It's probably like minute four, minute five. And he's now limping and fucking, he's running around the court, huffing and puffing, and he's got a cane. And this kid, dude. What?
No, go ahead.
Lou Beister.
I feel like we're about to get somewhere. Just keep going.
We are.
I was gonna interrupt you.
Yeah,
but
it's not a, all right, all right, all right. So Lou Beister cuts down, comes to the post, and I throw the hardest chest pass possible. And for some reason, he thought he wasn't open. And we're at minute 8 out of 10. We're right at the end. Of this fucking nightmare, hellish hour and a half practice. He decides he's just going to go back down to the post. He thought he wasn't open. As soon as he left, and I left my feet. I should have crow hopped this. I couldn't.
Yeah,
I couldn't
yeah.
throw it any harder.
Yeah.
As soon as he left, Mooney comes gimping up the sideline. The crosshair on his balls.
Hit him in the dick?
Directly in the nuts.
Oh,
in front of everybody.
He loosened that pin.
He falls. This is 5 days after hip surgery. Ugh. He falls. His cane goes on the court.
Oh, no.
Remember the sprint pin? Like, yeah, bing, yeah. bing, bing, bing. Everybody's bugging out. Nobody knows what to do. I look at my coach, and he has his shirt over his face, and he's doing that toddler shaking when you fart in, like, fifth grade. Yeah. Nobody knew what the fuck to do, and he never talked to me. He was my dad's best friend. He didn't talk to me.
Never talked to you again?
Never talked to me again.
That's because you smashed his dick.
Well.
I wouldn't be friends with you.
The old ice cream factory.
The old ice cream factory.
He never brought it up to your dad at the VFW?
What's he going
to
fucking say? Be like, yeah, I saw your boy the other day. He smashed my dick. Oh, what happened here? What do you guys? Is this a little inside joke?
A little VFW joke, dude.
Yeah, VFWs. They're the shit.
You ready to bring this little boy out?
Yeah, let me tell you this, because this old man story reminded me of this time. I was driving, and this old fuck backed out of his driveway, and I just fucking nailed him. And then he got out. He was this old dude that was friends with my dad. And then he got out, and a car full of teens.
What, you nailed him in your car?
I hit him. He backed out of his driveway, and just, it was his fault. But then he got out of his car and started walking, and a fucking car full of, like, teenagers hit him, and he fucking, it just glanced him. But he was old as fuck, and it spun him around, and his pants fell off. And then he died. Not from that. And then he didn't die from that. But he fucking, the nonner, dude. He would sit outside on his driveway every day since then. And I would drive past and be like, damn, dude, I kind of ended that guy's life. Like, I definitely was the reason he got his driving revoked. And then he would sit in a chair in his front yard every day. And it was right by my high school, so I'd see him every day. And then one day the chair was empty.
Oh.
My dad came back and was like, Mr. fucking, he's dead.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget watching this car fly over this hill. And I was like, oh, fuck, this guy's fucking dead. And it just glanced and he spun in a circle. It was great. Anyway.
Why did his pants fall off?
I don't know. The fucking car jarred it loose, jarred his fucking pants right off, which was even sadder because then he did that thing where you fall with your pants. So his legs were like
around his ankles.
He's 100 years old.
Oh, it was terrible. I felt horrible about it.
Don't.
But then when I got in the accident, I'm such a big fucking giant idiot. I drove this 97 Jetta. So this tiny fucking thing that I could barely fit in. And when we crashed, I just smashed my head on the ceiling. I just smashed my fucking head. I looked up and there was just an old dude getting knocked around by a fucking another car.
Trying to look better is fucking gay.
Trying to look better is gay. What's wrong with that? That's Nothing. A good statement. All right, let's bring out, speaking of gay, let's bring out our guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our guest is, hey, Ian, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, here he comes. You want to introduce him?
Yeah.
Credits?
Ian Finance. Finance.
Yeah. Hell of a fucking intro.
Everybody already knows him. He's a radio god.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's right.
What up, bro?
Yeah.
What's going on,
it's
man?
Good to see you.
Hell yeah.
That dude's pants fell off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Geezer. Yeah, his pants.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it was really
fun. Oh, that's amazing.
And then he died later.
And then he died.
Like, within, like, that was one of the last things he did.
That's his obituary. War vet, father, pants fell down, died.
Pants knocked off by a bunch of hot kids. A Nissan.
Oh, God, it's so hot.
Oh, fuck.
Shit, that's
but, yeah, Ian, man.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
What's
nice
up, pal?
Drop in, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas.
So tell us, you got a fucked up past, right? I mean, you what's the worst job you ever had?
Yeah, I mean,
some horrible shit.
Yeah.
Damn, Tommy.
Yeah. Let's welcome this guy, Ian Finance. You got a fucked up past. Get into it, faggot.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
Dude, tell the camera, dude.
No, I ain't gay.
Yeah,
everybody
thinks he's gay.
Yeah,
you're not fucking gay, dude.
I'm not gay.
Once you're on this show, you're fucking straight.
Yeah, I'm straight as hell.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, dude.
I sucked so much dick, I went around full circle. I'm straight again.
Wait a minute.
What?
I need a goddamn minute.
Get hit by a car and my pants stay on.
Yeah. Unless it's a chick, then my pants fall down. Not
so, have you ever kissed a man?
Yeah, I've kissed a man. Yeah, dude.
I don't like that.
Hell yeah, I kissed a man. You cut a hole in that shirt a little bit wider, I'll kiss you, motherfucker.
I'll make you come right now, dude. Don't be gay.
Oh, that's so funny. You got the green on your shirt.
I know. I didn't even do it. Obviously, look at that. That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
It looks great.
It actually looks cool.
Yeah, it does look cool.
It's like a gift shirt. Right,
So you're gay. No fucking gay here.
It looks like a retard in between two Jewish Muppets.
Yeah.
For real. And neither of you guys are Jews, right?
No, I'm a little bit. I got some Ashkenazi.
Oh, strike two, dude.
First of all, why don't we take it easy with a little bit?
What?
Yeah, well,
you guys both do look Jew.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Both got those fucking hook noses.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just a fucking wop. And you're whopping.
More than having an extra chromosome, you fucking retard. Jesus Christ, you smush faced bitch.
Oh, man, this is why he's nice. Here. This
yes,
is why we brought
dude.
Him in.
Yeah, that's
why
right.
Running hot, yep. Dude. I'll fuck you up. I will beat the fuck out of you for this.
I will come right now.
We should have like a little battle royale at some point.
What, a fight?
Dude, my
I'll fucking get none. Dude, none will fuck you up.
I bet you none are. I bet he's got some fucking hidden
none
skills.
None will juice up, dude.
Huh? Look at his cankles and his fucking.
Yeah, look at those rolled up fucking Coney 2012 pants.
He's wearing the socks of that old dude that died that you hit by a car.
Yeah. He's wearing a fucking Russian fucking Jesus Adidas Christ. Shirt. You were really something. What's those Russian dudes that squat everywhere? What are they called?
CrossFit.
No.
DJs.
Jesus fucking
what are they?
Influential DJs.
That was a real guess.
Yeah. That was legit.
That was a legit try at what he was going for. What are those Russian guys that...
He said it in earnest.
CrossFit.
Jesus
Christ.
Slept 3 hours.
You were as retarded as Shane looks.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Save it for the cellar.
Woo!
Oh, man. But, so...
Yeah, I am gay.
You are
no.
You are a little gay.
A little gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Tommy said we're all a little gay, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Nah.
No?
I think guys like this that have attitude like this, they're hiding something.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very common gay accusation. A lot of gay people say that. They're
the
like,
gay boys.
Do you hate gay people or gay? It's like, nah, dude. I hate black people. I'm not black. I hate Jews. Not a fucking Jew bone in my body. Dude.
You want one?
Hey, dang.
Yeah, dude, no, this is is episode two. We're flying.
Woo!
It was a rough takeoff, and here we are.
I fucking disagree.
Cruising altitude, dude. We made it.
We were great.
The funniest part was when Nug goes, I always had shelter.
Yeah, I know.
The fucking Bob Dylan song, Shelter from the Storm. I always had shelter.
Meanwhile, he's snorting heroin off the corner of his thumb.
Oh, unbelievable.
Delivering blueprints.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
That's good you had shelter, though.
Yeah. Happy for you, man.
It's like, how long were you homeless? I always had shelter. Yeah. I don't even think it was always.
I always had hours on trains.
You've definitely slept next to me on a train for 6 hours.
I know. Right. I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
One night, me and Nun thought we were going to have a threesome, and then the girls just lesboed out with each other, and we left and passed out on the G train.
But we stole all our Coke.
Dude, oh, yeah, we took all her Coke.
You stole her Coke?
No, we stole her all her Coke.
Oh. Dude, the whole time, they're just talking about this chick's like, I just love cum. I love getting cummed on. And then we went back to this apartment in Greenpoint. Me and Nun are like, oh, yeah. And then they started to like flirt and kiss each other, and then we were just sitting there like, now what? They're like, well, we're gonna make out, you guys could leave. And we're like, okay.
They went into the next room, but they left all their Coke on the table,
so I mean, that was ours.
I've never been that fucked
good
up.
Result.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's some fucking Coke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I jerked myself off, so I don't need that.
This is the same night you guys fell asleep on the train?
We fell asleep at like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And woke up at like 4
Jesus
in the afternoon.
Christ, dude. These two patrolling the streets.
Yeah.
Guys got any Coke?
We used to get like 240s to go see fucking movie matinees.
Dude, my favorite story that I'll tell tonight about you was right before you got sober in East Falls. I think we were planning on meeting up, and you were a block ahead of me, and I was like, oh, there's Ian, and I like slowly crept up and didn't say anything to you, and you were air guitaring, skipping like Bon Jovi, fucked up, and greeting people as they passed. He was like, yo, what's up? Just fucking shit canned by himself. But he was always a happy drunk.
I don't remember that. But yeah. I do remember one night I met with...
Couldn't get over it.
I met up with you.
No, I've got a good one. When you started drinking again, it was during the Sandy blackout.
Oh, yeah.
Remember you came to pick me up in your car when you had a car?
Uh-huh.
And we drove up and down Manhattan because it was all blacked out. And you were like, yeah, man, I'm thinking about drinking again. I was like, hey, if you think you can handle it. And then you stop for a second. You're like... I've been drinking this vodka all day. You want to drink this vodka with me? And we're just driving in a fucking town with no lights. Just basically lawless New York. And I was like, yeah. And it was when Kendrick Lamar first came out. And we got fucking shit hammered. And listened to Kendrick Lamar. And you're like, this guy's the truth.
Yeah, just drunk driving.
I was like,
I think it's a concept album.
Oh, my God.
I remember one night I met up with you at some bar in the East Village or whatever, and I woke up to some girl kissing me, and they left. I followed him outside. I go, hey, where are you going? Are we going to hang out? They go, no, I just got dared to kiss the passed out guy at the bar. And I was like, okay. They just left.
Are we going to talk about nurse party or what?
Nurse party.
Which?
When we all went to that nurse party.
Oh, that chick that I like hooked up with, and then I got a text a couple days later. It was like, when did you get so crazy?
Wait, was I there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had like a white coat party for like getting her like nursing degree.
I'm no joke, I don't.
You were with us.
Remember any of this.
Yeah. She told me to show up, and then she got in a cab with some other guy, and I just kept calling her and was like, Teresa! Teresa!
Hell yeah, you should go back on getting fucked up.
Right? Sounds like he was great, man. He was great.
Hey.
He was great. We used to get all fucked up, knock around trannies.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You guys ever kiss trannies?
Yeah, well, we go ahead. You can tell it.
What happened there? What was it?
See, I think this story takes place after the nurse party.
I think that's the night it was.
Yeah.
Was it the nurse party?
Because
that was a nurse party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we splintered
on
off.
The roof.
Went somewhere to meet someone else, and you guys go forward.
I blacked out, and I woke up. I was on a roof.
I was completely pickled. We all were, but walking down the street, and this beautiful black girl
mm-hmm.
was making eyes.
He took a picture of her. He attacked you.
In Times Square.
Yeah, good. So what happened with this black tranny?
Tommy said hello. I fell in love.
A conversation, and then she's like, yeah, let's go hang out. So it's just me, Ian, and this girl. So then she's like, come back to, was it her place?
No.
I don't know how.
She snuck into, just, she snuck us into a building onto a roof.
That's how you know she's a professional.
She used a credit card to get at a door. This is your place. Yeah.
Oh, I lost my key.
Golden card from fucking 98. Yeah, we just went up to the rooftop and, yeah.
I was in the middle of a blackout. I came to and
don't,
my.
Don't you do this.
What?
Don't fucking do this. You're just as guilty.
You have liability here.
Oh, no.
First of all,
if I was stone sober, it would have been my choice as well.
So it's not guilt.
Sounds like a great
it's
thing.
Not guilt.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying.
100% on board.
I was in the middle of a. What was happening to me? I don't remember meeting this chick in the street. I remember leaving somewhere and then boom. And next thing I know, my dick is out and I'm on a roof and I'm giggling with him.
Yeah.
Both of our dicks are out.
Most of our birds are out.
Or just. Girl that is a woman, for the record, that is a woman, was just like,
yeah, a little fucking dock and mouth party.
What?
But, yeah, I think she was a tranny because I went down and she was so
with your mouth.
Adamant. No. Oh. She was so adamant about no touch ref. She was fucking nah, and I don't know if I felt anything, but I knew.
Yeah, you told me she was a tranny, and I felt accepted for the first time in my life.
I was like, oh, yeah. I sobered up a little bit, and I looked at her. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, and then Tommy was like, well, I'm going to leave. And then I was like, well, do you want to come back to Brooklyn? And she stole my cell phone.
Oh, shit.
You did?
Yeah.
She stole your cell phone?
Yeah. The next day, I didn't have a cell phone, and then some guy called a friend of mine and was like, hey, someone sold me this cell phone, and I feel bad about it. I'm trying to get a hold of Ian.
Oh, my God.
That's why I met up with this guy and bought my cell phone back.
How much?
$50.
Fuck that. What do you mean $50?
I gave him $50.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to take it, but I was like, please, you're helping me out,
so
whatever.
Wait, this lady
whatever.
Sucked your dick and stole your cell phone?
She was good.
Did she suck your dick? Well, this guy? Did this guy suck your dick for free?
Shane, please.
All right.
This
whatever.
Woman,
this beautiful
this
princess.
Gorgeous Nubian princess. Queen. This queen.
So this black queen sucked your dick on a roof and then stole your fucking cell phone. Uh-huh. Sucked both your dicks.
Yeah. To be honest,
she sucked your dick for free.
I may have been a bit pushy.
For a cell phone, yes.
For a cell phone, yes.
But no, it's like a fucking process.
Yeah, it was on me.
He paid in minutes.
Yeah.
300 minutes a month.
Mm-hmm.
She spent all those minutes
great night,
on the
dude.
Phone at the grocery store.
Great night.
You know how black people do that? You know what I'm talking about? You know how they just are always on the phone? You ever see that? They Bluetooths are sick, but they're dying out. Now they have the iPhone headphones.
Uh-huh.
I worked at a garage, and literally black people would just be standing there.
Raking them in.
Like 10 minutes, and then they'd just be like, yeah. Like, wait, you've been on the fucking phone this whole time?
But that's also a white trash girl thing.
Yeah, it's a poor people thing.
Yeah.
It's not a black thing. It's a poor people thing. You
don't
just live
racist.
In the city where all the poor people
don't
are black.
Be racist. Don't be racist.
Bless. Well, this silk Irish shirt he's got on. He wouldn't know what poor is.
I do remember being in the cab with that trans woman and just going like...
We took a cab?
No, you left. And I remember kind of being like, Tommy, you should get out of here, man. I'll see you later. You're the attractive one. Leave.
Well, maybe you didn't. She
and then she
didn't
was,
steal your phone. You probably left it in the cab.
No, the guy told me that this girl sold it to him.
Oh.
And then he felt bad about it. And then he was going to come to one of my comedy shows.
And then he felt worse.
Yeah. Then he charged me extra.
Took the phone back.
Yeah. But I remember being like, just come back to Brooklyn. Come on. It'll be fun. We don't have to have sex, but if you want to.
Oh, my God. That's the power of drugs, man.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Yep.
I'd feel worse about that conversation than getting blown by a dude.
You got blown by a straight actual dude?
No.
Yeah.
That was a woman.
Yeah, well,
Tommy.
Well, please.
Yeah.
You ever gotten blown by an actual dude?
No.
I wish.
What?
I'd be very happy.
You're missing out.
If right now, if Tommy would have answered that yes, I would have literally, I would have been like, oh, what?
I'll tell you this. I was perusing, I have X Video.
Local gym.
Latest, porn app.
Yes.
And there was a black dude blowing himself upside down.
You were into it?
No.
Oh. Yourself, though?
Yeah. Very impressive.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I didn't watch the whole video. It's an image.
That's not good.
It was an image that I'll never, ever forget.
I watched a guy fuck a snake once.
That's not.
What?
Yeah, he fucked a snake on Live Leak.
In its mouth?
Oh, fuck it. It was way.
What?
Yeah, dude, it sounds.
That's gayer.
It sounds less bad than it actually is. It was.
What kind of snake was it?
Big ass fucking python.
Gardner snake?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of Gardner. Just tear this Gardner snake apart.
Gardner confetti firework.
Sitting in a chair. Had it draped over him and was just like,
no, this is
it was,
real.
And you see his dick going straight up.
No,
into it was
no.
Fucking crazy. I wonder if you can find that on the internet. I should. Don't worry about it. Don't. Yeah. Sorry.
First of all,
sorry
he's
about that.
About
you see how upset he was?
Oh, he's excited.
Oh my god.
Give it a
That's
search while we're
insane.
Chatting.
Insane.
Man fucks snake.
I saw.
Oh shit! They actually said no bestiality.
Me and
like yeah, that was actually a thing. They were like, don't.
Kiefer showed me this video of this black dude walks into a mall, and as soon as you walk in, you know some malls have like a giant atrium or whatever. Mm-hmm. You walk in, there's a big open area with a lot of stores.
Yeah, we've been to a mall.
You first walked in, there was two escalators that went up to the second floor, and this dude just ponied up right in between both escalators, walked out, rips out his rope dick. Dude, this was...
What?
Huge.
What?
He's clearly all fucked up because every now and then he would go in his pocket and go, and then just wrangling his dick, just
where?
Looking up at a mall,
Granite Row Mall.
Dude was
oh, shit.
The dude was just so raked out of his mind. He's just whacking right. A huge rope. I guess that was his thing
in the middle of the escalators,
in between both escalators going up and down.
Well, he's dude, just... for a long time, Love Park was the number one jerk off spot for homeless people. You would just be at Love Park. Cause that's where we. Were.
Oh, fuck. None. I'd rather.
It's where none. It's where none found shelter.
What happened in the rankings? Who jumped them? Who's the new number one homeless jerk off spot?
I don't know. I've been in Philly in a while.
The number one power ranking.
I would guess behind the art museum.
I gotta check the books.
Is it Jagged rated?
Dude, but we used to, that's where we would wait in between jobs. We'd hang out at Love Park, and you would just see dudes fucking at the fountain, just looking dead into traffic, just jerking off underneath what, their shirts.
Was it about them being, they fucked
Camaro
up?
Heads.
I got off.
So, I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, have you ever been into like public sex or anything like that?
I mean, I've had sex and
if you fuck a girl in like a hotel room, like, do you bug out about what? No, honestly,
do you ever talk about public sex?
Jesus
I said,
Christ.
Have you ever been into it? So some people are into that shit. I don't get
There's
it.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just funny that your form of interviewing is like,
ladies and gentlemen, Ian Fidance.
We heard you were into a little bit of public sex. You want to tell us about it?
My point is, it's a very strange thing, and I don't
sex in public.
No. Wanting like voyeurism.
Oh,
I think it's kind of cool.
Like I it's okay.
You talked about it. I fucked in the ocean.
Well, you never
once.
Fucked.
Yeah, no, that's not voyeurism.
Fucked
that's
in front voyeurism. Of an open
no,
window.
No, it's not fucking
I
in
took
public.
A shit in the ocean once. Yeah, I was on too. Mushrooms. I felt like it was a circle of life. It
Everybody
felt great.
Loves shitting in the ocean.
No,
I've never
I hate
never
it.
Done
never
it.
Shit
hated
in the
it.
Ocean.
What?
I heard it was great.
No.
It's the best.
I've heard that.
You gotta do it.
Did you ever do it sober?
No.
Butterly was saying Tim Butterly was guest last time said he shits in the ocean. Every time he goes to the ocean, he shits in the ocean. That's like his favorite thing to do.
You got to try it. It feels really
it's
good.
A very weird, odd sensation.
It's a wonderful sensation.
I used to sell kayaks on the beach, and I got locked in to this little shed where I had to go. And I usually time it because I'm an adult. And I'm like,
you
I
shit in the ocean
at a certain time. I'm like, I gotta get out there. And there was jellyfish just swarming, and like I had to go out.
Oh, you
so
made a brown jelly.
All right. So you paddled out to shit with
and then
the jellyfish?
I'm no, you got to go beyond the jellyfish.
You got to swim through the jellyfish.
Swim through the jellyfish, and I'm hanging on the tip, and it's you don't feel there's no relief. It's just it's a large. Yeah, it just goes. Boom.
Yeah, it's like shit in space.
Yeah. It's like releasing something from the fucking rocket in space.
Yeah.
That's
like
what
hitting,
it is.
100 and skee ball. Just
a great feeling.
You're just, I mean, sounds
I didn't
awesome.
Believe in you.
You're
I didn't
selling
believe
us
you on
this.
That reference, and
yeah.
I thought about the visual.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty great. Yeah.
Anyway, it sucks.
Butterly swears by it. Butterly
swears by it. Of course he does. That dude, he could shit anywhere.
He does. He actually shit. When I picked him up to drive him up here last week, he was like, we got to stop at this Wawa right now. So, like, literally the Wawa on his corner we went to and he shit.
You shit at the
on his
night.
Corner and right, not at his, not house. His house.
I picked him up. We stopped to shit immediately. He was like, I shit every day.
Wouldn't
like,
that be weird? Wouldn't that be weird if you can't shit in front of his kid?
He shits not yet. That'd be a great fucking.
I can't shit with my kids in the house.
You can shit anywhere except for my house.
I want my boy to see me weak. I want to see his old man shitting. Huh?
No, and I imagine you shit in every Starbucks you've ever entered.
Yeah, I mean, I can shit anyway.
I know it.
Where did you shit when you were homeless?
Starbucks, Wawa's.
Starbucks, Wawa's.
Starbucks, Wawa's, my pants.
Did you shit your pants when you were homeless?
No.
I had a dream I shit my pants last night.
Tell us about it.
Last time I shit my pants was in front of my in front of my grandmother on Angel Dust.
First of all, the fucking balls of you to not bring that up first.
Ever. You shit.
You should introduce yourself as that statement.
Yeah.
Going, hi, I'm John. I shit myself
on
Angel Dust in front of my grandmother.
You were on Angel Dust just hanging out with your nan, and you fucking dumped
your
pants.
No, dude, I went to go
see. Yeah, it's the only way I can hang out with my family.
Most of his sentences are like ad-libs for fucking degenerates. Never know what he's going to say. I'm like, yeah, well, I ended up hanging out with fucking Russian gymnasts, and then we did meth for 16 hours until we built a motorbike.
Profession, female rehab janitor. Okay, got that.
So, yeah, explain this.
Yeah, me and this girl went to go see...
My name was Zipline.
Mike Patton's band Tomahawk. This
of course.
Was years ago.
She must have been a fucking prize.
Dude. Yeah, dude. No, she was a babe. She was like an art... she was like a... she was a painter. She went to UArts. She was a total fox. And,
all right, total fox by normal standards or total fox by guy who's taking Angel Dust and shitting in
front
of his
grandma?
Art school, art Nunda, school,
babe. I'll back him up with none does well.
I believe it.
Yeah.
None does well.
We met, we were at the show and she was like, oh, you got to meet my friend Skylar. And I was like, yeah, I've met Skylar. So Skylar sounds all right. And as soon as he shows up, he was like, you smoke weed? I was like, yeah, I smoke weed. Because I did smoke weed at the time. And he hands me this blunt and then we go around. And I automatically, I'm like, oh, I feel like, it doesn't feel
free.
Like I'm high, like a weed high. And I remember, I'm standing there, and I'm like, slumped like this.
It is free.
And people are...
Just his belly. Belly's just telling the story.
DMX cargo pants.
In action, yeah, Bronson.
So I'm slumped like this,
that's
and
great.
I'm standing,
that was great.
And everyone's moving fast, and I'm moving slow. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And she was like, I was like, oh, I feel shitty. And Mike Patton's up there, and he's on the podium, just like throwing shit out, screaming into a gas mask. And she was like, oh, yeah, we smoked Angel Dust. And I was like, I need to get home right now. And I took whatever money I was at the TLA in Philly. And I took whatever money I had, and I just threw it at a cab driver. And I got home, and I remember just, I was like, oh, I have to shit so bad in this cab. And as soon as I got home, I opened the door, and my mom was cutting my grandmother's hair in the living room. And I just shit my pants.
My mom was cutting my grandmother's hair. Dude, that's so much more sad than you shitting yourself.
Your mom cuts your grandma's hair?
My mom cuts everyone in the family's hair.
Oh, my
hairdresser.
God. That's so funny, dude.
It's an Irish thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Like, yeah, no. I don't want to get my hair cut. I just need to get hair cut.
I got to go to my daughter's living room.
That was the last
time. Oh, come on. We're
going
to go get a haircut and see a shit.
Have you had a shit in the living room?
Oh, it's an Irish tradition. You get your haircut, you watch a little fat boy shit.
It might be shocking to you, but here's your grandson taking a shit in his pants. Can I tell you about John Boy being on heroin?
Damn, dude. What a life.
Oh, my God.
You two are both fucking...
I love
dude,
that you
monster,
stood up though. To stand to tell that story.
Yeah, why did you stand up?
He was afraid he's going to shit himself.
I had to tell the whole
amazing.
Thing.
Oh, God. I got to have a cigarette.
Oh, man.
Whew.
Well.
Man, this is fun. What time's this run till?
We don't know.
We got some time. You got like another 20 minutes. If you got to go, are we holding you up, dude?
No.
No?
I don't even wear it to be until 10.
Until
when's the last time you shit your pants?
Until 10.
Shane?
Shit
me? Last time I shit my
pants?
You
was throwing judge. You was judging.
I never took a full dump.
No.
People like, I've sharted a
it's
couple
been sharts,
times.
Yeah.
You know how crazy you have to be to like fucking lean into it.
Cut a log.
Start shitting and go, you know how I'm going to finish this?
Yeah, a full fucking snake of a shit.
It's a full shit. No, I don't know when the last time. Probably like a shart, like in bed, hungover.
I shit no myself. Really,
no emergency runs.
I've never had to shit so bad publicly that I shit my pants.
That's so weird. I had a dream. I shit myself last night. Oh. Now we're talking about this. It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
I shit myself in line at Baja Fresh.
I had to clean myself at a salon.
I feel like you want to get to this dream.
Wait, how'd you shit? How'd you shit yourself in Baja Fresh?
In line. Because I drove from, I was staying with my ex-girlfriend in Horsham.
Boom.
And I put
Wait. Fuck you, Baja Fresh. Yeah. Hit him again. Hit him again, Ian.
What's fucking Baja Fresh?
It's a shitty time.
Wait, he's going to hit him again. Hit him again.
Yeah, Baja Fresh is where you eat if you want to shit yourself.
Boom.
Suck it.
Yeah, in your fucking mouth.
Yeah. That was an unfair one.
Now we're getting crazy. Yeah. This is what it's all about. Fair one's taking off, dude. Finally, we're at the top. Everybody thought we couldn't make it, and here we are at the top. Where's the camera? Let's go, dude. We did it.
Nuns on the fucking TV.
So I'm in line. I'm fucking hammered. That's not true. I was hungover. It was a long night. And I shit in line, and there's a menu to the left. And I had to turn my back as I approached the counter because I couldn't back out. There's people behind me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'm going to get to the counter and I can put the bag behind my pants.
Oh, cuz you thought I was seeing.
No, I was wearing khaki shorts. Yeah. So I was afraid. So I'm like, I'm just going to put the bag.
And it was a full shit.
Crack. No, it was a full shit. It was a
short. 10 minutes.
It was enough to bring up 12 years later.
So wait, why did you shit?
It was just a long night.
Right.
You know, it was a long night.
Did they not have a bathroom at this place?
It's the same reason you have a hole in your shirt. You not have a second
shit happens.
Things happen.
I don't really. I really don't.
No, he doesn't. It's either that or a fucking polo.
Yeah. Dude, I had the polo on. And then put this on.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
I gotta
go with something nicer.
That's really something.
So they don't give you a full bag. They give you a sleeve, and they throw the chips in the side of the sleeve. Do you remember? You been to Baja Fresh?
I've never been to Baja
Fresh. So I had to walk. I walked
I
up
hear
to
they make you shit yourself.
Slept outside.
A sleeve of it's the size of a burrito. Just covering my ass crack all the way in my car. She was a good girl.
That's nice shit.
My ex.
Shitting. I shit once before weigh-ins at football.
To lose.
Sixth grade, I had to lose weight to play, and this is before our final game. This is before the Super Bowl, CYO Super Bowl. Shout out St. Joe's Chargers. And in the van,
CYO, the balls of you to call it a Super Bowl.
That's what it was called, dude. I don't make the rules.
Were you seventh, eighth grade?
Sixth. This is pony. This is pony ball, dude. This isn't fucking peewees. This is pony. This is tough stuff. But I had to lose weight. And I don't know what was going on. I just sharted before the game. And then I wrapped a hoodie around my waist to walk to the bathroom and to walk to the locker room. And I thought I could play it off like that. No one ever brought it up, but they must have just been like, that's a weird thing he's doing. Why is he wearing a sweatshirt like that? Because I wouldn't do that. And, you know, I made the weight. A lot of people probably concerned.
Congrats, man.
And then we lost. Wow. We lost to Holy Name.
Was the sixth grade Super Bowl.
We lost to West Perry. They were good.
I shit myself at a party. I lifted my leg to do like a fart as like a punchline, you know? Like, oh yeah, well I think. And shit just streamed down my leg. And I was there to hook up with a girl. And I went to the bathroom. And I had to leave my boxers in her fucking trash can.
So did you hook up with her?
Eventually, yeah.
She had a dick, and she stole a cell phone.
Yeah. And then the next day, I left and went home and called out of work and got high on computer duster and accidentally called her house because I thought I was calling a radio station.
Nah, wait, what?
Keyboard duster?
Yeah, I used to be addicted to computer duster.
Dude,
Dude, I was at this party once and we were all doing Duster.
Dude, remember
and
when
the
we did?
I don't do it anymore. Well, we were doing poppers.
Remember we
that
did
night.
Poppers? That fucked me up for like.
I turned over and my friend was doing like she had the straw up her nose and was just sucking, and I turned around and it was just blood streaming down her face, and I slowly just put down the Duster can. And I was like, oh, I'll just stick to Coke.
Dude, yeah, we used to do Coke and Duster. You used to do a fucking, you used to go.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you'd be in another fucking
that's
world.
That's awesome, dude.
Fifth grade, I went over to my friend's house. And,
Wait, hold on.
I wasn't supposed
this
to.
Like, Super Bowl?
I wasn't allowed to watch American Pie. My parents said I wasn't allowed to watch it. And I went to the Calabrese's house and we watched it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah? Damn, Shane's a rebel.
I heard that.
So, yeah.
Shane and Elizabeth, right?
Yeah. Pretty nice.
I never did poppers. The liquid poppers. That was fucking wild.
Liquid poppers.
Yeah. Poppers. Amyl nitrate. Poppers it's like the Rush that they sell at like bodegas and sex shops.
Oh, right. What's lightning or whatever it's called.
Yeah. It's just like it loosens your sphincter up so you're ready.
Yeah, it loosens your butthole up. So yeah.
It like gives you the womps.
He hands me this this container of liquid.
Right. I don't like it.
And he's like, he goes, sniff it. And I sniff it. And I'm like, when he goes, no, you're not doing it right, but you got to sniff it 3 times. He gave me directions on getting fucked
up. They have popper porn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. We used to buy it at the bathhouse in Philly because it was like hard to get. Like the on
and then you go to Love Park bathhouse. To jerk off, you fucking homo.
You're gay. He's gay. He's gay.
No.
John is gay.
Ian.
So wait, they take poppers to loosen their buttholes to fuck?
Yeah, it loosens your butthole and it makes you like super horny because it cuts off.
And it's legal. So like every time they try to make it illegal,
and they sell this at gas stations.
It's like nail polish.
They just sell gay drugs.
they sell drugs at gas stations.
Yeah, it's called gas stations. It's got a good name. Rush, Jungle Juice. There's like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I was always a big Rush boy.
Yeah.
Love Rush.
AIDS Kool-Aid.
What?
Breeze on HIV. They got all these different names.
Damn, dude, you guys live a real hard life.
Yeah. What's the hardest drug you've
ever
done?
Why don't you fucking drop out of Catholic school and come over to public school, bitch?
Yeah, dude. Super Bowl life.
Shane, what's the hardest drug you've ever done?
One time I rushed for 7 yards at the Super Bowl in sixth grade. Oh, that was a drug.
Football players do coke at parties, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't fucking touch that stuff.
That's not true. You did rippers with me.
No.
You fucking liar.
No.
Hey, you want to call?
Oh. Shady's parents might find out. Ooh.
Throw me in the hole all the time.
Ooh.
I saw Shane doing coke backstage.
Drug addict.
No, I've never done coke.
Backstage helium. Yeah, he was hosting Philly's Funniest doing coke in the back room.
Dude, we'll throw you under the bus, but boy, oh boy, has it come back around.
Mr. and Mrs. Gillis, call in to scold your son.
Oh, shit, we can take callers, right?
Yeah.
No one's fucking calling. No one's calling.
No, Brian Six is texting me.
Brian Six Beezer's texting me? Fuck yeah. Also, shout out, Beezer. What up, bull?
We're supposed to tell people that...
Hey, what's up, man? I lost another tooth.
Beezer, you gonna take that shit, dude? Beezer, call in and call you fucking right now, dude. Beezer, call in, dude. He's definitely gonna give you like, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to call earlier, but I realized my Marlboro Red's not a cell phone.
Oh, dude, he's scrambling for a phone.
Woo!
Yo, you're fucking gay, dude. The Beezer coming right at you. Beezer's got a sick show tomorrow.
Yeah,
at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, we did that one.
There's the ones tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
Knitting Factory. It's good. It's got Norman Soder.
Nice.
Fucking me. I'll tell that Notre Dame story.
Oh, do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about how me and my boys fucking jerked off together at Notre Dame.
Yeah,
I wasn't gay.
Remember what I was saying? Remember what I was saying earlier about?
We called that great school poppers.
Yeah. The old Super Bowl of cum.
Well, we all come together, and a group of friends that comes together.
Stage. Becomes homophobic later.
Votes Republican. Yeah. Every time in the voting booth.
Thinks black people are always on a Bluetooth.
Black people are Google Bluetooth sales by race.
Yeah, I didn't used to think this way. I didn't think this way about Asians until I jerked off with my friends.
I want that on a bumper sticker.
What?
Google Bluetooth sales by race.
That's on the back of your fucking Delco proper shirts.
Siri. Siri, what races buy Bluetooths? Black people.
Hello, Shane. Black people. Bruised whites. Siri.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nitty boy. I was going to talk. We had some topics actually this time, but we didn't even need them, dude.
Don't need them, bro. Like what?
Talk about fucking Papa John dropping the N word.
Whoa. Papa John dropped the N word.
He dropped the fucking N word.
Made me want to order a pizza.
Yeah, I got some garlic out there waiting for him. Slurp it. Look at him. Look at him.
Wait, he said the N-word?
Look at his face, dude. He just said it there.
Well, it says allegedly.
He's wearing a black undershirt. Huh?
He's a hardcore drunk, right?
Papa John? He gets fucked up publicly.
Yeah, probably.
But he was on a conference call with like a PR firm that was trying to help change his image. And he fucking said the N-word, and they reported him.
Nice.
he said some shit about dragging black people with Trump.
Yeah, that's fucked up, right?
That's a fucked up PR firm.
That is a fucked up thing to do.
Yeah. This should go under.
It is a fucked up PR firm, but like... I mean, they were like, dude, you need to change your image. He's like, I'll tell you what.
You know what needs to change? Ends.
He was like, Siri.
John,
no. Siri. Who's ordering pizzas by race? Yeah, Papa John, dude. He's innocent. Free Papa John. Papa John supports a fair one, dude. That's our new sponsor.
Pizza.
We're sponsored by Fracking and Papa John.
How we doing? We got to sell up, right? Okay.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who, John's?
John on the couch.
Big shadow boy.
Damn. Can't believe no call from Beezer. That's shocking.
Yeah. Like, you punk bitch, Beezer.
No one's listening yet.
Yet.
Yeah, dude. They're coming. Fucking finance
Come
coming
on,
in.
Dude.
Finance.
Woo!
Finance and the nun are coming in hot, dude.
That's right, dude.
Last time we were this close, Ian, there was a tranny in between us.
I know. I could make a phone call right now and make it happen. Go on Grindr, get a guy in leather diaper.
Good show. How you feel about it? Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
It's been an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, no, wow. It hasn't. It just flew by. It
hasn't even been an hour.
Tommy's drunk.
What time we start?
We probably started, what, 7:20? You're at
57 minutes.
Oh, fuck it.
Let's keep going.
Three more.
No.
Make
no.
it full
I'm kidding.
Done.
I'm kidding.
Done. You done?
Yeah, I think I'm done.
Let's make up more scenarios where Papa John says the N-word.
Once the mics go off. We'll all have our individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really it. That's it. We can talk about that guy from Georgia who bit that kid's ass.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
What happened?
There's this dude was at a lake. Uh-huh. This 30-year-old dude from Georgia, and he got fucked up, and then he swam underwater at this lake and bit a 14-year-old girl's ass.
Nice.
Yeah, and then he got arrested for it.
Was he trying to play it off like it was an alligator?
I don't know what he was doing down there.
It's a random
it's an alligator game.
Saturday was swimming and he did it.
I was just being a shark.
It's like, oh, come on.
Sharking.
We're just fucking around. What the fuck, guys? It's like, dude, you bit a 14-year-old's ass. What do you think? How good do you think that butt looked, though?
Yeah.
Think it was worth the time?
Mm.
I don't think that was worth the time.
Woo!
Think it was swimming underwater with your goggles? Get a load of some 14-year-old cheeks bobbling around under there?
Yeah. My first instinct is to bite.
Yeah, I know. What a great dude.
What a fucking lunatic. He could have just acted like he didn't know where he was swimming to touch. And he's like, no, I'm going to bite.
Well, fish don't lick. So he's probably
he wanted to be a fish?
Yeah, I guess he was trying to play it off like...
No, what you would do?
Look at that.
I think I would.
Wait, that's his defense?
Pretending to be a fish? Excuse me, sir. You have a moment to plead your case in front of the jury. Well, fish don't lick.
Credits roll. Freeze frame.
Oh, shit. That reminded me, because that's a great defense of himself. Papa John had this defense. This is why he said the N-word.
Colonel.
He was like, fucking Colonel Sanders used to call black people all the time, and no one gave a fuck about that.
And nice.
And that's what he
PR
said?
Firm
and
was
that's
like,
why
oh,
he said
fuck,
it.
Dude, you're fired.
Well, that's what he didn't
Oh,
he
shit.
Didn't,
yeah.
he didn't
so that's
use
like
it,
he
like,
didn't call a group
no,
of people
no,
that.
No.
He was just saying it in the context of what it is.
Still a hilarious time.
Free Papa John.
Dude, Papa John.
Free the biter.
Yeah, dude. Biter's definitely innocent.
He wasn't wrong, but like.
No, this is America, dude. It's innocent until proven guilty. That guy who bit that kid's ass, free him, dude. No one knows what's going on
free
on
him.
The surface of that water. He could. That probably wasn't even him. That
he probably
fish. Could have been an actual fish.
Fish don't lick.
Fish don't lick. Fish don't lick. You must have quit.
Hell yeah.
That's it. Yeah, that's a wild ball.
Can I only get my news from Shane going, oh yeah, this thing happened?
So, in also in related news, Papa John's said the N-word, and he's fired now. So. I'm going, Pizza Hut said Jews.
You look, I mean, there's a new segment. That's retarded with Shane Gillis.
Dennis, Pizza Hut said Jews.
Pizza Hut said Jews a bunch. So they're in hot water.
Oh, hey,
Gino.
All right, that's it. Yeah, man.
This is great.
Thank you
for having me.
Ian Finance.
So fun.
You're great.
Hell yeah.
Johnny Nunn, you're going to get used to this heroin addict.
It's a nice couch.
Yeah, that's the Nunsky, dude.
Nunsky's going to be there.
Nunn's going to live on that couch.
He is.
Fucking Nunner is definitely taking a nap after this.
Every epi, Nunner will be on there. And thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for watching, everyone.
Yeah. Call in next time if you...
Yeah, if you're
listening.
What's that dude's name?
Hitler.
What's that guy's name?
Beezer.
Call in Beezer. The B stands for bitch.